Hello, Ryan.
Yep.
Hi, Ryan. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I take care of the pricing and details for your area. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. Glad to hear that. So I'm actually just grabbing some notes that my representative sent over to me. And did he do a good job explaining to you the reason for the call?
Yeah, I get the gist of it. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So any questions that you have for me before we do jump into the pricing, like as far as where we do the placement or, you know, questions about how it works, or are you pretty familiar?
I guess pricing would be the first question.
Okay. Got it. So under pressure, I think of a song when I hear that.
Everybody does.
I was going to say, you probably don't even know what I'm talking about.
Oh, no, I know what you're talking about.
You do? Okay. I don't know why. Yeah. That was like the first thing that came to my head. I was like, oh, my gosh. So under pressure, I mean, the obvious is pressure washing. Is there anything else that you would do aside from that you would want to be considered to be found for? Any other services aside from the pressure washing?
Kitchen exhaust cleaning.
Oh, good. Okay. Perfect. And is this for both residential and commercial?
Yes.
Okay. So funny you say that. I was just telling my husband, I want a whole new completely exhaust because I don't even want to deal with the cleaning anymore of it. Yeah, you know. So mainly the reason that we were calling you today, Ryan, is because of this listing that just opened up. And we're looking to fill it with a company that's a good fit. And you have a little bit of online presence, but you're not on the first page of Google, right? And so we're looking for a company that is open to take on more new business. And I'm sure you can handle more business here and there, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Once we start to work with you on that first page of Google and Bing, we do close out the category, which means that we don't turn around and then sign up one of your competitors. It's really to ensure that you're getting the maximum amount of phone calls and exposure. Does that kind of make sense so far?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Now, I did see, you know what came up for me? There was a couple of things that I found when I searched up the company by name. There was a couple of directory listings, and this one doesn't look like it's your, well, maybe there's a UPPW.net. It looks like a WordPress website.
Yep.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Okay. Awesome.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. I was just making sure I saw the phone number there. Okay. Great. So I see that. Actually, that was the first one that popped up for me. And then it looks like there's a Yelp listing, MapQuest. Now I don't see Facebook. Do you ever go on Facebook at all?
No, not really.
No? Okay. And then I also see the BBB. So good online presence. Now, how far would you say you typically travel for a new customer? I know that it depends, right? But like on an average per se.
I mean, 2 hours for sure.
Okay. Tops? 2 hours tops?
No. I mean, if it's the right contract or a right client, we've gone up to 3 hours away.
Okay. So depending on the size of the job, you're willing to travel, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can cover a 50-mile radius by utilizing Facebook ads. If you need a target further than that, then we're going to have to look at the package with Google ads. Okay. I would recommend
Say that last part again. Sorry,
yeah.
Say that last part again.
It's okay. If you are trying to target further than 50 miles, then we would have to go with the package that includes the Google ads. Because Facebook advertising along with the local SEO is going to cover a 50-mile radius. To target further than that, up to 100 miles, then we're looking at a package that includes the Google ads. Are you familiar with Google ads and how they work? Okay.
Yeah.
I personally think it would be good for you to start with the platinum package. And then when you start generating more revenue, you can always upgrade, right? But the platinum package, basically you're looking at $299 a month with a one-time $99 setup fee. So initial investment to get it started today would be $398, and then you pay $299 monthly. That's a fixed flat rate. And what that includes is first page placement on Google within the local map section, content creation on Bing. We do the directory submission of Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. If you don't want Yelp, we don't have to include it. But basically with Yelp, what it is branding a Yelp page for you, okay? Facebook advertising is included, and Facebook ads retarget when a search is performed on Google for your service and they go to their Facebook page, they're going to get retargeted with your ad. And we could, in fact, retarget an audience by interest, income level, or location. It is a click-to-call ad, so they call you directly. We make sure that your website is also attached, and then we cover the mobile platform. So anyone using iPhones, Androids, tablets, voice searches can still pull you up within those search results on the first page. It's pretty much covering all of your bases. Any questions so far?
So when I pull up Kitchen Exhaust Cleaning, Green Bay, Wisconsin, you know, there's a top section in Google that's sponsored duct and vent cleaners. That's what you're selling, is to get into that sponsored.
Let me pull it up. You looked in where?
Results.
In Green Bay, you said?
I just typed in Kitchen Exhaust Cleaning, Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Okay. So the ones that you're seeing, is it like Healthy Home Heating and Cooling?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Those guys are sponsored. They're part of what we call the Google Guaranteed. It used to be Google Local Service Ads. That is Google's pay-per-lead program. Okay?
Okay.
Where the lead, it'll actually come to you in the form of a phone call. You just won't share it with anyone. It's only sent to you. The reason why I didn't offer you that is because although it's coming up for exhaust cleaning, I can tell you right now that they don't even have a specific category for that. What it would cause is for you to go under the HVAC, and you don't do HVAC. You might do duct cleaning.
Yeah, these guys don't do what we do either.
Exactly. So where I'm talking about, where you're going to be popping up, is where the local map is, where you're going to see like Elite Hood Cleaning Wisconsin, you know, Southwest Advanced Cleaning Services. That's where you're going to be coming up. It's that local map. It's typically where 90% of searches will start and stop. I will tell you though, the one that you're looking at that's a sponsored, that's an excellent program, but for you, there's not a qualifying category for you. So that's why I didn't even offer it. That's more like, I've even had guys, right, that do strictly duct cleaning. And because it's under the category of HVAC, they're asking for a specific licensing, right, for them to have an insurance. And a lot of those guys are like, listen, I only do duct cleaning. I don't need a license for that. And I'm like, I understand. But because that is under, it's a subcategory under HVAC, Google is requiring it. So I always know like more of the specifics, and that's why I ask you the questions that I have and do my research too, because I want to make sure I offer you something that's suitable for you, right? Not make you go through the process and then find out that you don't qualify or your category doesn't. But yeah, even if someone was looking for kitchen exhaust, I could tell you right now, it would not be within those sponsored. Okay.
Yeah, but so yeah. You're referring to map search.
Yes, correct. Local SEO within the map. We also do the Google sponsored ads, which are not the ones that you're seeing now. They're the ones that will be within the local map as sponsored. Now, with those Google ads, they do run in a rotation, but those Google ads will reach up to 100 miles.
But back to the map, like, if somebody's looking for my services, they're not going on the map and searching for me.
Well, not like, if they don't know your company.
They're not trying to find a. They're not trying to find a bar or a restaurant. They're trying to find a very narrow and very specific service. They're not going to hop on Google Maps to try and find me.
Okay.
That I know for a fact.
You're
like
okay.
Indisputable.
You're looking at. Well, that's not true because if I'm looking for a plumber, I'm going to go to the local map section because it's going to give me
right.
the businesses that are
plumber.
Local to me. That's what I'm
right.
talking about.
No,
plumber,
I
pressure
know.
Washing.
I'm not arguing with what you're saying. What I'm saying is that's not how people find me. So this is worthless to me if that's what you're driving is where I'm going to populate on a local map search.
Okay. Where do people typically find you then?
It doesn't, huh?
Where do people typically find you? Are you all word of mouth or people find you on directory listings?
I've been in business for 20 years. Mm-hmm. I haven't spent a dollar in marketing in 15 years.
Oh, wow.
Then we're the largest in the state of Wisconsin.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, all this stuff is interesting to me, but there's got to be a ton of value. And what you're telling me on a map search, I find no value in. Not because you don't do good at what you do. I just know my clientele that well after 20 years. Before they go and look on a map, they're going to go talk to some other restaurant owner and get a referral. That's the way it's been. Why do you think there's not a Google specific kitchen exhaust cleaning category? For as big as Google is. Why do you think that is?
So then what you're saying is your bread and butter is in the exhaust cleaning, the kitchen exhaust cleaning. Is that what you're telling me?
That's where the bulk of our work
okay.
is, yes.
Okay, yeah. I mean, I'll be honest with you. Me, I would just rather replace my exhaust. I'm not going to call somebody to come and clean it. I mean, I'm either going to clean it myself or I'm just going to replace it. You know what I mean?
Okay. Well, okay. That's a great statement. Most of our restaurants that have it, their system costs about $150,000.
Yeah. I'm saying like residentially, so, right? But if obviously if it's commercial kitchen,
I've cleaned 10 residential exhaust systems in 20 years.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Like,
I give a shit about residential when it comes to kitchen exhaust cleaning. Now, when
and
you ask me if we do residential
mm-hmm.
and commercial, yes, because this is not the only service that we offer.
Correct. I understand that. So I would have to agree with you. If the bulk of your business is in the kitchen exhaust cleaning, right? Any restaurant, they're going to go through whatever restaurant they know that's going to give them a referral or they already have someone contracted, right? They're not necessarily going to go on Google. You're 100% correct. But.
Right.
And maybe I should have asked that before was what is the bulk of your business? Because I would think pressure washing would be, right? But even looking at your website, I'm like, I don't really see much about the pressure washing. It seems more like the commercial cleaning, right? Of the exhaust.
Yeah.
So. To be quite honest with you, you wouldn't be a good fit. In particular, the category that we're trying to fill is the pressure washing category.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't think we would be a good fit for you, to be quite honest.
Yeah.
And it's not I'm not saying that you're not good enough. What I'm saying is that.
Oh, I'm not taking it down at all.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Sometimes people get offended and they get all twisted about it. I got to offer a product that's going to benefit you and that's going to give you more success, right? Because
sure.
we like to keep our clients, we like to retain them for a long time, like that long-term relationship between us and the client. So there's people that will tell me like, well, I only want a local listing. And I'm like, okay, well, then we're not the company for you because we're looking for people who want to invest in their business and are willing to make that investment to help their company grow. If you tell me I need to make this amount of money or you know what I mean, but you only want to spend $50, then we're not the company for you. You might want to look somewhere else, you know? And some people don't understand that. They want all these like extravagant results, but they want to pay super minimal. You know what I mean? But in your case, I have to agree with you, Ryan. I don't think we would be a good fit at all, especially with the bulk of your business being the exhaust, you know, the kitchen cleaning for the exhaust. So
the bulk of it is
sure.
That's where any spending funds would be anyways, you know, and so it's not going to help that directly.
I don't even think social media would be good for you either. I mean, if you've been successful just by word of mouth, you know what I mean, and people referring you, then I mean, you're obviously been doing something right. You know,
that's right.
I appreciate you taking our call. Thank you so much for your time, and I hope you have a blessed afternoon.
You as well.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.